It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too terribly bad this morning. A little chilly outside this morning.
It's pretty cold.
It's winter in Iowa.
Yeah. It's a little more than we're used to, but it's something we've experienced before.
Yeah, we were joking about that, too, the other day, that it's amazing how it works with weather. And, the human body can get used to a lot of things. We get used to stuff. And it's amazing how if the temperature goes from, like, say, 30 degrees to all of a sudden 10 below zero, oh, no, the world's going to end. Oh, no, what are we going to do? We can't take it. You know, we gripe about it. We bundle up, whatever else. But if it would be 10 below zero for, say, a week, and then all of a sudden it'd be 30, people would be running around in T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's great outside. It's funny how we look at things in different perspectives. Mm-hmm. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall today?
Pretty good, Jim. Thank you. Got a used electronic air cleaner near new. 5 used electric ranges, one of them being a double oven smooth top. Still have that used drop-in electric range in very good condition. A couple of used built-in dishwashers. 2 match washer dryer sets, 1 used gas cooktop in good condition. Got 1 used front load washer that's near new. Used gas and electric clothes dryers. Still have that power vent 40-gallon natural gas water heater. And 2 used automatic washers. Got lots of freezers. These are new. Amana Whirlpool and Frigidaire. Upright and chest. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. And most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Dishwashers built in and convertible portable. Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, and KitchenAid. Do have some closeouts on some models because of model changes. And, of course, we do install the dishwashers we sell. Gas and electric water heaters are made in the United States, and we deliver, install, and take care of the service later. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Got a cancellation page that's about half full this morning when you take a look at all the things that are there with some school late starts and things. We have a number of schools that are starting late around the region here this morning. I suppose it's going to be 2 degrees warmer 2 hours later, so we'll send them to school later in the morning. But here's a look at the late starts we have this morning due to the cold weather today. Atlantic is running a 2-hour late start today. Adair Casey also a 2-hour late start. AHST is 2 hours late this morning. Audubon also has a 2-hour late start with no morning pre-kindergarten. Bedford has a 2-hour late start this morning. The CAM schools also a 2-hour late start. Coon Rapids Bayard a 2-hour late start. East Mills will have a 90-minute late start this morning. Exira EHK with a 2-hour late start today. Essex, a 90-minute late start. Also, Fremont Mills will start classes 90 minutes late this morning. Griswold has a 2-hour late start for today. Guthrie Center Schools also a 2-hour late start. IKM Manning, a 2-hour late start today with no morning preschool. Harlan Schools, a 2-hour late start. There'll be no transitional kindergarten. Nishnabotna Schools, a 2-hour late start. Nottoway Valley, 2-hour late start today. Panorama also will start classes 2 hours late. Red Oak has a 2-hour late start today, and that goes for the Red Oak Head Start as well, of a 2-hour delay. Riverside Schools, 2 hours late start today with no morning preschool. Also, the Shelby County Catholic Schools, a 2-hour late start today. Southwest Valley Schools, Villisca and Corning, 2-hour late start and no before school activities. Stanton will have a 2-hour late start. Trainer, a 2-hour late start. Tri-Center, 2-hour late start today. Underwood, a 2-hour late start. Walnut also will start classes 2 hours late. West Central Valley, a 2-hour late start. And Woodbine, a 2-hour late start this morning. Also, there'll be no 3-year-old preschool class for Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool today. And here's another note. The Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool says that Grandparents' Day is still on for today. Also, a couple of other notes here. The YMCA will not have any morning classes today. There'll be no child watch this morning as well at the Y. No Avoca American Legion. That was last night. Never mind. That needs to be taken off there. Also, the Good Neighbor Center in Audubon has canceled their congregate meals and home-delivered meals in Audubon and Exira for today. So that's a look at what we have for late starts and things here around the area. Well, why? Well, because it's cold outside this morning. There's not a single location in Iowa that reports temperatures this morning that's above zero. Everybody's got minus temperatures this morning. The low right now would be 13 below zero up in the Waterloo area, but that's there's a lot of 11 belows, 8, 9 below. 4 below is the high temperature. Shenandoah and Clarinda and a couple of spots down in southeast Iowa. Places like Fort Madison and Keokuk are both sitting at minus 4 at this particular time. So that's kind of how the temperatures read for you this morning around the state. Everybody is pretty chilly this morning. Now, when we say chilly, too, we could take that in a different direction as well. The wind chill index readings this morning tend to be a little rough. And we're actually kind of fortunate. They could be a lot rougher because it's not all that breezy out right now this morning. It could be a lot worse. I think they were predicting the winds to be a little bit heavier than they are right now. But wind chill index readings are still pretty cold. When you look at wind chill numbers, the state high, the high temperature right now in the state as far as the wind chill index readings goes is 22 degrees. A balmy 22 degrees. That's below zero, by the way. 22 below zero, and that's down in Clarinda this morning. And also over Fort Madison, Keokuk, and there's another location, Central Iowa, that's reporting that this morning. The state low temperature this morning, now when I say low temperature, I'm talking wind chill, is 39 below zero. That's up in northeast Iowa, up in the Waterloo, Waverly area. But yeah, a little chilly this morning. Plenty of places when you take a look around the area. We're sitting at around 31 below zero right now with wind chill here in Atlantic. We have 11 below zero for an air temperature right now. And then you look at some of the other locations as well. Harlan is 26 below zero. Council Bluffs is minus 23 this morning. Also in Red Oak, they're at 26 below zero. Creston, 29 below zero this morning. Also up in Carroll, they're reporting minus 32. So you start to take a look at some of those numbers. They don't look like much fun this morning. It is going to be chilly outside today, and it'll be like this throughout much of the day, too. There's not going to be a lot of relief today. We're not looking for temperatures to rise a whole lot today, so you're not going to see much in the day. Now, the good news is it's not going to last all that long. The forecast, if it stayed the same, sometimes it changes hour by hour, it's going to warm up a little bit here in the next few days. Correct?
Yeah, for tomorrow will be much warmer. We're going to see temperatures to about a high of 7 today and then overnight warming up to around 13, but might jump into the 40s at some point tomorrow.
How does that happen?
No idea.
How does that happen? Yeah, when you start to, you know, you start looking around at some of the numbers and things here, yeah, it's the wind chill numbers are just, yeah, it just doesn't look all that much fun at all. There are a number of places that are 30 below zero or more. Over Monticello, they're minus 31. Clarion's minus 33 this morning. Storm Lake is 32. Now, these are wind chill numbers. 32 below zero there. Carroll at 32 below. Webster City is 31 below zero. Mason City is now 39 below zero. Those people are living wrong, I guess. 39 below zero. Yikes. And also Marshalltown, 31 below zero. 33 below zero over in Independence. Dubuque is 31 below zero. Cedar Rapids is at 34 below zero. And Algona, 31 below zero this morning. Olwine is also 39 below. Charles City is minus 34. You've got Waterloo at minus 33. And Iowa City is at minus 30 this morning. There are places that are awfully chilly, and it's not necessarily just us either. When you take a look at the entire upper Midwest this morning, you look at Nebraska and up into Minnesota, the Dakotas, Wisconsin, you see a lot of this kind of stuff today, too. So if you happen to be needing to travel at all today, watch those conditions because it's not going to change a whole lot. And again, we are kind of fortunate this morning that it's not any windier than it is. Otherwise, it would be... Of course, those wind chill index readings would be much different than what they are right now. When you take a look at wind speeds and things around the state right now, it's really not near as bad as what we were kind of anticipating it could be. In fact, there are some places where wind speeds are just in the single digits right now. So it's not near as bad as what they had kind of originally predicted it to be. So we're looking at some of the wind chill or the airspeed numbers around the state of Iowa, too. We're seeing a lot of places that are, you know, somewhere 12 to 15 miles per hour as far as the winds go. Where are we sitting right now here in Atlantic?
Last check here in Atlantic, we're sitting at around 15, 16 miles per hour.
Yeah, which is pretty common around the state right now. As I said, there are some places that are showing wind speeds that are just in the single digits this morning. So that's really helping to moderate some of those wind chill numbers today. When you take a look at Spencer, it's just 9 miles an hour right now. In fact, I'm just trying to scan through. I see Mason City's 21 miles per hour. Cedar Rapids is at 20 miles per hour. Olwine is 21 miles an hour. Those are the only places that have cracked 20 miles per hour so far at this particular time now this morning, those current readings. So, yeah, most of the places are in the teens, maybe upper single digits. So, yeah, it could be a whole lot worse if it were windy like it has been here. We don't have to think back too many days to remember those winds that we had to deal with this here in the area. So, again, a lot of schools, late starts. We'll run those down for you one more time. 2-hour late starts in Atlantic, Adair Casey, AHST, Audubon, also no morning pre-kindergarten in Audubon, Bedford, Cam, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Griswold, Guthrie Center, IKM Manning with no morning preschool there, Harlan a 2-hour late start with no transitional kindergarten, also 2-hour late starts at Nishnabotna, Nottoway Valley, Panorama, Red Oak, Riverside with no morning preschool in Riverside's district, Shelby County Catholic, Southwest Valley with no before school activities, Stanton, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, Walnut, West Central Valley, Woodbine. Those are all 2-hour late starts. And then we do have a few 90-minute late starts as well this morning. Those school districts include East Mills, Essex, and Fremont Mills. They are all going with a 90-minute late start for this morning. And again, a reminder, no classes at the YMCA today this morning. There'll be no morning classes at the Y. And then the Good Neighbor Center in Audubon has canceled the congregate meals and home-delivered meals programs in Audubon and Exira for today. Get those caps and mittens out. Going to need them today. A little chilly outside. A little red nose action going on today if you're outside for any length of time. Kendall Warren would like to tell us more this morning about WNS Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators by Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Got over 75 new units in stock, so selections of colors, models, and prices is good. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Front load and top load, tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer speed clean washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They offer a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. In addition to that, 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Lots of ranges, freestanding models on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Stop and see us at WNS. It's Thursday. Pot's on and the peanuts are out. I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.